meet today's semifinalist, a music teacher from Aurora, Colorado, Kyle Jones. A student at Brown University from Gainesville, Georgia, Drew Garb. And a user experience librarian from Chicago, Illinois, Emma Betcher. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first of our semifinal matches. The winner today gets to come back later this week to play for $250,000. Dial, Drew, Emma, good to have you with us again. Good luck. Here we go. All right, let's take a look at the categories for this first round of play. Real names on the marquee. Ah. Government and politics. Hey, what's her sport? Followed by flags. The King James Bible saith, and finally, words that use all five vowels. Emma, off you go.
All five vowels, 800.
It sounds like you're writing a novel, but it means to empower or formally sanction an act. Emma.
What is authorize?
That's the word that uses all five vowels.
Words that use all five vowels, 1,000.
Ecstatic happiness. Kyle.
What is euphoria?
Right.
Flags, 800.
Here's the flag of this maritime province of Canada. Kyle.
What is Prince Edward Island?
That's it, yes.
Flag 600?
Answer. Daily double. You have some fans in the audience. All right, and you have a $1,000 lead at the moment.
I'll bet it all.
Okay, here is the clue. The diamond shape on its flag references the fact that it was the only diamond producing U.S. state. Kyle.
What is West Virginia?
No. Wrong end of the alphabet. What is Arkansas? Arkansas. So you're in a tie with Drew now in second place.
Flags 1,000.
The red and white stripes on the flag of this Asian country represent the states of the Federation, including Sarawak. Emma.
What is Micronesia?
No. Scuba Kyle? What is Malaysia? Back to you, Kyle.
Government politics, 800.
After Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State, this woman succeeded him as the first female director of the CIA. Emma.
Who is Haspel?
Gina Haspel. Yes, you're in the lead now.
King James Bible, 1,000.
You say you want a revelation? Truly, verily, it's the very last word in that book. Now, can I get one? Emma.
What's witness?
No. Kyle.
What is amen?
Yes.
King James Bible, 800.
This book name checks itself in the very first line. These sayings of the Son of David. Groove.
What are Psalms?
No. Kyle.
What are Proverbs?
Correct.
King James, 600.
Romans chapter 12 says, don't get people back when they wrong you. Just wait, because this is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Emma.
What is vengeance?
That's it.
Real names, 800.
Concino Concini, also known as the Marquis d'Ancre, was shot to death on the drawbridge of this palace, now a museum, on the right bank of the Seine. Groove.
What is Versailles?
No. Kyle.
What is the Louvre?
The Louvre is right.
Flags 400.
Here are the extremely similar flags of Luxembourg and this nearby country. Groove.
What is the Netherlands?
That's it.
Government and politics, 1,000.
The Supreme Court can request a lower court to send up the records of a case for review by issuing or granting a writ of this. What is a writ of certiorari? Back to you, Drew.
What's her sport for 1,000?
Robin Roberts in her college days, though her scholarship was for tennis. She was a great basketball player. Drew?
Sport for 800.
Inbee Park and Sung-hyun Park. Emma.
What is golf?
Good.
Real names, 1,000.
In 1681, naval hero Abraham Duquesne was made Marquis Duquesne, but not an admiral, as he was this type of Christian. Kyle.
What's a Protestant?
That is it, and that takes you up to 3,600. All right, a shaky start for you guys. Maybe it's nerves. They'll calm down during this break. You'll see. Kyle Jones is a music teacher from Colorado, and being a music teacher has helped you not only last week in the quarterfinal games, but before that. And the category had to do with Leonard Bernstein?
I wrote my master's thesis on a piece by Leonard Bernstein, his Mass, and I did really well in that category when it was on, and after my shows aired, our local radio station gave me a call because they knew that I knew something about Bernstein, and they wanted me to come on and talk about it for a little bit.
Okay, good. Yeah. Dhruv Garg from Gainesville, Georgia. A student at Brown University, majoring in what now?
In economics and public health.
One of your friends made a bet with you that if you won, he would cut your hair. Now, your hair is very short. Did they do that?
Yeah, it got a whole lot shorter, Alex.
Really?
All gone.
All gone? Okay, good to have you back with us. Emma Betcher is from Chicago, a user experience librarian. I can't recall if we talked about that. Exactly what does that mean? What do you do?
I make sure that the library's website and catalog is user-friendly. A lot of times that means testing it with the students and faculty to say, hey, show me how you'd find the hours, or look up a book in the catalog, and noticing where we can improve our website.
Yeah, but I mean, having a book at home to read is such a joy.
Yes.
You know, the internet is good, but give me a book, please. All right, Kyle, you're in command right now. Go ahead.
King James Bible 400.
And now abideth faith, hope, and this third virtue. Emma.
What is charity?
Correct.
Words that use all five vowels, 600.
Dancing queen can feel the beat from this instrument. Emma.
What is tambourine?
That's it.
Real name, 600.
He was born Donatien Alphonse François, but fans of X-rated lit know him better as this. Emma.
Who is the Marquis de Sade?
Correct.
Government and Politics, 6.
Title 1 of this, the ADA for short, deals with equal employment opportunities and benefits. Emma.
What is the Americans with Disabilities Act?
You are right.
What's her sport, 6?
Ally Krieger and Ashlyn Harris. Sport is soccer. Emma, back to you.
Words that use all five vowels, 4.
To inject someone with a small amount of a disease so that they can become immune to it. Dhruv.
What is to inoculate?
Yes.
Sport for 4.
Twins Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux. That would be hockey. Dhruv.
Words that use all five vowels for 2.
This adjective means showy and intended to impress. That word is ostentatious. Dhruv.
Marquis for 400.
The Jean-Baptiste Colbert show included becoming Marquis de Seignelay and in 1689, Minister of State for this king. Kyle.
Who's Louis XIV?
You are right.
Government politics, 400.
This first constitution of the 13 states was in effect from 1781 to 1789. Dhruv.
What is the Articles of Confederation?
Yep.
Flags for 200.
The fortress on the flag of this British overseas territory symbolizes its strategic importance on the Mediterranean. Kyle.
What is Gibraltar?
You're correct.
Marquis 200.
The real name of this Marquis and American Revolution hero, Marie-Joseph Paul-Yves Roche Gilbert Dumoitier. Dhruv.
Who is Lafayette?
Correct.
Government and politics, 200.
He quickly became the Democratic frontrunner after announcing his third bid for president, April 25th, 2019. Kyle.
Who is Biden?
Joe Biden, yes.
King James, 200.
In this Bible book, the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. Kyle.
What is Exodus?
That's it. Now the last clue. What's her sport? Gabby Douglas. Dhruv.
What is gymnastics?
Hey, you're out of the hole. Way to go. You're going to pick first in Double Jeopardy, which begins after the break. Yes, you can bet. Dhruv is feeling it now. He gets to pick first in Double Jeopardy, and he's going to start earning money with these categories. We start off with non-compose mentis, followed by math guys. Then we have a generic title. Each correct response will have a genre in the title. And there is a spot, as you guys are aware, on the internet where somebody has put together many, many moments of me saying the word genre, which I will get to say often today. All right, next category is expressions and idioms, followed by true story and DM me. Notice the quotation marks. Dhruv, go.
Let's do math guys for 1600.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
Let's bet 2,000, Alex.
All right, here is the clue. The subject of a 2001 film, this mathematician won a 1994 Nobel Prize in economics. Drew, you're going to say anything?
Who is Friedman?
No, who's John Nash? John Nash. So you're in the red again.
Let's do math guys for 2,000.
This Swiss mathematician's principle says the pressure in a fluid moving horizontally decreases as its velocity increases. Emma.
Who's Bernoulli?
You're correct.
Non-composed, 1,200.
Prince Carlo Gesualdo published 6 books of these multi-voice Renaissance songs and also gorily murdered his wife and her lover. Groove.
What are madrigals?
Correct.
Math guys for 12.
A 1970s computer language is named for this Frenchman who invented a 1640s calculating machine. And his name is Blaise Pascal. Back to you, Drew.
Math guys for 8.
Among Ptolemy's pursuits was drawing up a table of these, not in a musical score, but as line segments in a circle. Groove.
What are chords?
Chords, yes.
Math guys for 4.
You get an A if you know this mathematician of the 200s BC wrote a treatise on centers of gravity. Emma.
Who's Archimedes?
Correct.
Non-composed, 16.
Obsessed with death, Anton Bruckner attended this event for the long-dead Beethoven in 1888 and insisted on touching the skull. Emma.
What is being exhumed?
Yes, an exhumation.
Okay. Non-composed, 2,000.
He died in an insane asylum not far from the Moldau, the river he immortalized in an 1875 work. Groove.
Who is Strauss?
No. Emma or Kyle? Who is Bedrig Smetana? Back to you, Emma.
Non-composed, 800.
Alexander Scriabin thought he was a musical messiah. Believers point out he was born on this day. True. And died on Easter. No. Kyle.
What is Christmas?
Yes.
Non-composed, 400.
The phobic Arnold Schoenberg removed one A from a title because Moses und Aaron has this many letters. Emma.
What is 13?
13, yeah.
Generic title, 12.
Prince Noctis has work to do in edition 15 of this alliterative role-playing video game. Groove.
What is Final Fantasy?
Yes.
Generic title for 2,000.
The movie A Place in the Sun was based on this U.S. novel. Emma.
What is an American tragedy?
Correct.
A generic title, 16.
In this movie, Robert De Niro kidnaps Jerry Lewis. And the movie is The King of Comedy. That's a genre. I said it. Emma.
Expressions and idioms, 16.
Originally, it was a magazine illustration of what well-dressed people were wearing. Now it means someone stylish. Emma?
What's a fashion plate?
That's correct.
Expressions, 12.
Let's act aggressively on an issue and play this. Another word for the national pastime. Kyle?
What is ball? Baseball?
Nope. Emma?
What is hardball?
Hardball, yes.
Expressions, 2,000.
This two-word cooler-sounding way to say second job is the title of a book subtitled From Idea to Income in 27 Days. Kyle.
What is side hustle?
Good.
Generic title, 800.
Answer. The other daily double. And you have exactly half of Emma's total.
Bet it all.
All right. A tie for the lead if you are correct on this. It's a sequence. It's a genre. It's a podcast. Hosted by Sarah Koenig.
What is cereal?
You are now tied with Emma for the lead.
Idioms, 800.
In job training or language learning, one method is to let the newbie loose to do one of this opposite watery pair. Emma.
What is sink or swim?
Correct.
True story, 16.
Barack Obama's first book was Dreams from My Father. His second was this bold bestseller that arrived in 2006. Emma.
What is The Audacity of Hope?
Yes.
True story, 2.
He wrote of the loss of both his parents in a 5-week span in a heartbreaking work of staggering genius. Emma.
It was Eggers.
Dave Eggers, right.
VM2000.
The full name of this disease comes from words meaning to pass through and sweetened with honey. Dhruv.
What is diabetes mellitus?
Yes.
DM for 16.
The title American girl of this 1870s novella dies of Roman fever, malaria. Emma.
It was Daisy Miller.
That's where the DM comes in.
DM 12.
You can pick up an Epson LQ-591 of these printers from Staples for $413. Kyle.
What is dot matrix?
Good.
True story 1200.
A nonfiction classic by Rabbi Harold Kushner is When These Happen to Good People. Kyle.
What is bad things?
Yeah.
DM 800.
Morbid Angel and Obituary are popular bands in this genre. Groove.
What is death metal?
Yes.
DM for 400.
The 1460 boots from this brand get their name from their date of inception, the 1st of April, 1960. Emma?
What are Doc Martens?
Yes.
True story 8.
A gopher is on the cover of the book titled This Comedy Film, The Making of a Hollywood Cinderella Story. Kyle?
Oh, no, indeed.
Dhruv or Emma? You're going to love it. What is Caddyshack? Yes. Three clues left up there, Emma.
True story 4.
Natalie Y. Moore examined the South Side, a portrait of this city and American segregation. Kyle.
What is Chicago?
Yes.
Idioms 400.
Everything but the kitchen stove once vied with this now more common phrase, meaning the same. Kyle.
What is everything but the kitchen sink?
Correct. And now the last title. It's a puzzle. It's a genre. It's a PBS masterpiece series. Emma.
What is masterpiece mystery?
Mystery, yes. And with that, you wind up at $19,200. And Dhruv, we're happy to see that you're on the plus side with $2,000. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Subject you're dealing with, famous phrases. Think about it. Make a wager. Clue in a moment.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Which of these three players gets to come back in 3 days to play for $250,000? They're dealing with famous phrases and this clue. In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. 30 seconds. Good luck. Smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is we love you out? That's very kind. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay. Let's go to Kyle Jones now. He wrote something down, then paused. He started off with what is other half lives. Yeah, you're right. What was your wager? 4,401. That takes you into a $1 lead over Emma. She had 19,200, led for most of the game, and wrote down the correct response. Did she wager more than a dollar?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Emma, way to go. You're coming back later this week to play for $250,000. And we're coming back tomorrow with three semifinals.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TrueCar. Discover, buy, sell, visit TrueCar.com.
I'm really into this car, but how do I know if I'm getting a good deal? I tell TrueCar my zip and which car I want, and TrueCar shows the range of prices people in my area actually paid for the same car, so I know if I'm getting a great price. This is how car buying was always meant to be. This is TrueCar.
I thought my bumpy skin was just something I had to live with. Not anymore.
Gold Bond Rough and Bumpy Skin Therapy reduces bumps 74%. Gold Bond, ultimate lotion, ultimate skin.